2 Kings chapter 9. Elisha the prophet called one of the sons of the prophet and said to him, "Tuck your cloak up into your belt and quickly take this flask of olive oil in your hand and go to Ramoth Gilead. When you arrive there, look for Jehu the son of Jehoshaphat the son of Nimshi, and go in and get him away from his companions and bring him into a private inner chamber. Take the flask of olive oil, pour it on his head, and say, 'This is what the Lord says, I have anointed you king over Israel.' Then open the door and get out of there quickly." So the young servant of the prophet went to Ramoth Gilead. When he arrived, the army officers were sitting around. He announced, "I have a message for you, commander." Jehu asked, "For which one of us?" He replied, "For you, commander." So he got up and went into the house. Then the prophet poured the olive oil on his head and said to him, "This is what the Lord says, the God of Israel. I have anointed you king over the Lord's people Israel. You will strike down the house of Ahab your master, so that I may avenge the blood of my servants the prophets, and the blood of all the servants of the Lord shed by Jezebel. For the whole house of Ahab will perish, and I will cut off from Ahab every male child, slave or free, that is left anywhere in Israel. I will make the house of Ahab like the house of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, and like the house of Baasha the son of Ahijah. The dogs will eat Jezebel in the parcel of land in Jezreel, and no one will bury her." Then he opened the door and fled. When Jehu returned to his master's officers, one of them asked him, "Is everything all right? Why did this madman want to talk to you?" Jehu replied, "You know what type of person he is, and the types of things they usually say." They said, "That isn't true. Come on, tell us." So he said, "This is what he said to me. 'This is what the Lord says. I have anointed you king over Israel.'" Then each of them quickly took off his cloak and spread them under Jehu's feet on the stairs. They blew the trumpet, shouting, "Jehu is king." So Jehu, the son of Jehoshaphat, the son of Nimshi, conspired against Joram. Now Joram and all Israel were guarding Ramoth Gilead against Hazael, king of Aram. But King Joram had returned to recover in Jezreel from the wounds the Arameans had given him when he fought with Hazael, king of Aram. Jehu said, "If this is what you want, then don't let anyone escape from the city to report it in Jezreel." So Jehu rode in a chariot and went to Jezreel, where Joram lay wounded, and Ahaziah, king of Judah, had come down to see Joram. Now the watchman was standing on the tower in Jezreel, and he spotted the troops of Jehu as he came, and announced, "I see troops." Joram said, "Send a horseman to meet them, and let him ask, 'Are you coming in peace?'" So a horseman rode out to meet Jehu and said, "This is what the king says. Are you coming in peace?" Jehu replied, "What have you to do with peace? Fall in behind me." The watchman reported, "The messenger came to them, but he isn't coming back." So the king sent out a second rider who came to them and asked, "This is what the king says. Are you coming in peace?" Jehu replied, "What have you to do with peace? Fall in behind me." The watchman reported, "He came to them, but he isn't coming back either. The driving is like the driving of Jehu the son of Nimshi, for he drives like a maniac." Joram said, "Make ready." So they got his chariot ready. Then Joram, king of Israel, and Ahaziah, king of Judah, went out, each in his chariot, to meet Jehu. They met him in the portion of land belonging to Naboth the Jezreelite. When Joram saw Jehu, he asked, "Have you come in peace, Jehu?" He answered, "What peace can there be as long as the idolatry and witchcraft of your mother Jezebel continue?" Then Joram turned his chariot around and fled. He warned Ahaziah, "It's treason, Ahaziah." Jehu drew his bow with his full strength and shot Joram between the shoulders. The arrow went straight through his heart, and he sank down in his chariot. Then Jehu ordered Bidkar, his officer, pick him up and throw him into the portion of the field belonging to Naboth the Jezreelite. Remember when you and I rode together behind Ahab his father, that the Lord made this pronouncement of judgment on him. Surely I have seen the blood of Naboth and the blood of his sons yesterday, says the Lord. I will repay you on this plot of ground, says the Lord. Now therefore, pick him up and throw him into the plot of ground in accordance with the word of the Lord. But when Ahaziah the king of Judah saw this, he fled by the way of Beit Hagan. Jehu chased after him and said, "Shoot him too." So they shot him in the chariot at the ascent of Gur near Ibleam. He fled to Megiddo and died there. His servants took him in a chariot to Jerusalem and buried him in his tomb with his fathers in the city of David. Ahaziah began to reign over Judah in the 11th year of Joram the son of Ahab. When Jehu came to Jezreel, Jezebel heard it. So she painted her eyes and fixed her hair and looked out the window. As Jehu entered the city, she said, "Have you come in peace, Zimri, your master's murderer?" He lifted up his face to the window and shouted, "Who is on my side? Who?" Two or three eunuchs were looking out at him. He ordered, "Throw her down." So they threw her down, and some of her blood was splattered on the wall and on the horses as Jehu trampled her under their hooves. When he had come in, he ate and drank, and he said, "Take care of this cursed woman and bury her, for she is a king's daughter." They went to bury her, but found only her skull, feet, and palms of her hands. When they came back and told him, he said, "This is the word of the Lord, which he spoke through his servant Elijah the Tishbite, saying, 'In the plot of ground in Jezreel, dogs will devour the flesh of Jezebel. Jezebel's corpse will be as dung on the face of the ground in the territory of Jezreel, so that no one will say, "This is Jezebel."'"